When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, Christy.
Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm amazingly awesome, but I hear you are a little under the weather today.
It doesn't matter. We're moving forward with this contest no matter what.
It's taken so long, and we're here, and we are on round one. It's here, Christy. It's here.
Guys, 4,000. Okay. I almost didn't make it. Will was cheering me on. I mean, we're here. We're excited. But honestly, the people that we have are just, I feel so good about it. Don't you, Will?
I do. I'm amazed. We have thousands of entries. And here's the thing that I love. Any one of these 16 could win. Truly. There was not a single person where I was like, ooh, I don't know if that person could win or that person's definitely going to win. It was that any one of these people could be signed, could step into a booth, and could be a voiceover actor.
Absolutely. I also think that the people can surprise you.
Yeah.
You know, like I think sometimes when we think about us as voice actors, you send in a reel. And that's a lot of times what these folks did was they sent us a reel of a bunch of different voices that they did. And it was very effective for us to see a sliver of their talent. But what we're doing on the contest is giving them an opportunity to really almost grow and through the challenges, you know, and to really show their passion and interest and abilities. Yeah.
And the problem is, everybody, so we're just going to jump ahead of this right now. We know we don't have a ton of time. That's the problem. We wish we could spend an episode with each one of these contestants, but we just can't. We've got to whittle it down and whittle it down. So we are going to play some fast games in the first round to get it to then the Elite Eight, not to steal a phrase. And then when we start getting down to eight and down to four and down to two, we will be able to spend more time with them. But we're going to play some fast games today for our very first episode of the Super Awesome Contest to become the next big voice actor. It's here.
Super Awesome Contest to become the next big voice actor. Let's do it.
Christy, I love that. Oh, I'm so happy. So as everybody knows, we are going to jump into this, but every week, obviously, Christy and I can't be the only ones picking who's going to move forward. That is not fair and that is not right.
And
that is
also not as fun, right?
Not as fun.
Yeah.
And it's also, we're an even number. So we every week are going to be bringing on a very special guest. Some have been on the podcast, some have not been on the podcast, but some of the best voiceover actors in the world are going to help us run through these games. They're going to do a little bit of coaching to help the voiceover actors if maybe we want to get another take of something that they're doing. And then we're going to pick and we're going to move on. And I'm so excited. Our guest today, friend of the podcast, one of our favorites, and one of, I would say, and I don't mean to speak for you, but like one of your favorite people in the world, right?
120% one of my favorite people on the planet. Love her.
Who's coming today, Christy?
It's E.G. Daily.
Yeah. Yay. So everybody, here it is. I Hear Voices finally presents the Super Awesome Contest to become the next big voice actor, round one. Let's do
ding,
it.
Ding.
Yeah.
Hi, sweet guy.
Yay. E.G.'s here again. How are you?
How you doing, honeys?
We're good.
We're good. Good to see you.
We're trying to make somebody's dream come true. And so we started this super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. We got thousands of entries. Thousands. Literally. And we have now narrowed it down to the final 16. And today, two of those people are going to go head to head in a game that we have created that you are going to help us pick, which is called By the Numbers. So what we're going to do when we bring them out here, we're going to bring them out one at a time. They're going to introduce themselves. We're going to talk to them a little bit, find out a little bit about them. And then they've each been given two lines of dialogue that we've written. They don't know how they're going to say it yet, though, because the numbers that you pick are going to determine the characters that they have to do.
Okay.
So we'll run them through their paces a little bit. And also, please feel free to jump in. And if you want to do any mentoring or you want to say, hey, you know what, maybe slow it down or.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anything to get them on the right track, because we've picked 16 really talented people that are ready to jump into a booth now.
I love that.
The winner has flown out to Los Angeles, has lunch with us, wins $1,000.
God, that's amazing.
But the coolest thing is they also get to sign with CESD. They sign a professional contact with CESD.
That's amazing, you guys.
To become a voiceover actor. So we're excited.
That's amazing.
We cannot wait.
This is exciting.
I am so excited. Here we go, everybody. Here is our first contestant ever in the super awesome contest to become the next big voiceover actor. Please help us welcome Dylan from Louisiana. Woo! Come on in, Dylan.
Yay, Dylan.
I'm so excited.
Hi there.
Hi, Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
I'm doing just fine. How are you all?
We're doing very well. Thank you. Congratulations on making it to the final 16 out of thousands of entries. Literally thousands of entries.
Wow.
You are in the final 16, my friend. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Goodness gracious.
Wow, that's amazing. Congrats, Dylan.
Dylan,
this
congrats.
Is E.G. Daly, of course, who needs no introduction. And she will be our guest judge and mentor for the week and will be helping you and your fellow contestant out. So just very briefly, Dylan, can you tell us a little bit about how or why you want to become a voice actor, how you fell in love with it?
Okay. Well, I've been doing some voice acting stuff, mainly like indie stuff for about 6 years, but I kind of fell in love with this whole thing when I was 15. I like a lot of people, like who I'm sure, you know, start their journeys. I watched a lot of cartoons. I watched a lot of anime, played a lot of video games. And I was like, wow, people do this for a job. I'd like to do that for a job. And
right?
Then, yeah, I looked for as much as I could to try to improve that skill. I just kind of hung around theater from middle school to college. And yeah. And, I found out about online voice acting auditions, and I just tried to give it a shot.
That's
phenomenal. And it's so important that you mentioned that not only were you just doing voices, but you were studying acting. You're hanging around theater. You're doing what you're, because as we've always said, we're looking for actors who can do some voices, not people that can do voices that can't act, which is two very different things.
And, you know, honestly, like I did this voiceover seminar and one of the tools and tips that I put on there was because some people don't have the money to do all the classes and courses. But what I did say was you can learn everything you need to just from your own house, your own laptop. You go on and you watch commercials on YouTube or you watch television and you listen to the commercials and you listen to the voices and you go on and you watch cartoons and you listen to all the different characters. Pretty soon you can start identifying who's doing what voice, like, oh, that's Jim Cummings. Oh, that's E.G. Daly. Oh, that's Tara Strong. So one of the things I always say is like, you can learn so much just from listening and watching TV like you did. You know, it's not always just a class you absorb. And then there's also Voice Bank. You can go and listen to all people's demos and see how their demos sound. So you can really see like how many different voices each person has on a voice reel and what your competition is. So it's pretty powerful.
Love that. That's all. This is what we love, Dylan, is everybody. We picked 16 people. And Christy and I have been saying this. We picked 16 people that we think could start working tomorrow. We don't know who's going to win.
Look at his booth.
Nobody's
I'm sorry,
I know.
Dylan's
I'm telling
booth is,
you.
I want that booth, man. What right. Is that your home? Like, what is this?
This is a whisper room booth. I kind of was like, you know, again, I started off with a Yeti blue mic. And I was like, I probably should invest in this if I actually want to, you know, make this a proper profession. So I went the whole nine yards. I got a solid state Logic. I got a Neumann. I got a whisper room booth. I'm trying my best to seem like a professional, like I know what I'm doing.
Well, that's what, can I tell you, can I just let you in on something? That's all we all are ever doing is just pretending that we know what we're doing and moving day to day. That's all we got, Dylan. So
if you believe that's what acting is, right?
Exactly.
If you believe,
we believe. That's what it is. Yeah. And another way of saying that is fake it till you make it. That's just
fake
how
it.
So thank you, Dylan. We're going to put you back back in the waiting room right now while we meet your fellow contestant, and then we're going to bring you back out for round one of the game. You got your lines, right?
Got them.
All right, here we go. Nice. We'll see you in a minute, Dylan. Thanks.
Wow.
All right, so here we go. Contestant number two is Julia from Virginia. Let's bring her in. Hi, Julia.
Hello. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can. Yes. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi. I'm just beyond psyched, so...
Congratulations, girl. You're one of 16, I hear. That's pretty incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Out of literally thousands. Literally thousands. Wow.
Yeah, like, it's so funny. My friend Liv, she's a big fan of Critical Role, and she ended up telling me about this. And after I heard about it from her, I was hearing about it everywhere. So it was crazy, the scale and the popularity that this whole thing got. I'm just so honored to just be a part of it. So
we're excited to have you here. We really are. We combed through everybody, and there were for the record, for the people that weren't contacted to be in the final 16. Thank you so much for putting everything out there. You did amazing. We heard one after another, and it was really difficult to pick. But Julia, here you are, and earned, well earned.
Thank you.
This is E.G. Daly, who is, of course, one of the best voiceover actors in the business.
It is so crazy. I'm just 2 seconds ago, I was hyping myself up, listening to some music, and now I'm just in a Zoom room with all of you guys. I'm just the coolest. Great. Hi. So nice to meet you.
Ready to work.
Ready to go, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ready.
Okay. So now question. We just very briefly, can you tell us a little bit about why you love voiceover and why this is what you want to do for a career?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll try to make this brief. When I was in high school, my best friend and I, we were like in our school's band, and I always loved performing in general. And her professor in college, she ended up being a TA for, he does commercial voiceover work on the side. So I did stuff with him. He helped me so much. And I started just doing it kind of part-time. And I was on track to get my clinical psych PhD, and I moved to Virginia to go do that. And I kind of realized for a few different reasons that it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. And I was kind of like, well, I don't really know what I want to do. And I realized that one of the reasons too I wanted to do it was because I was just in a psychology program. I was interesting enough. And I kind of took a step back and was thinking, what do I want to do? Like, what am I excited to do when I wake up every day? Yeah. And I'm like, hey, this voiceover thing, pretty cool. So
I love that.
Yeah. And I've been doing it since September. Mostly full time, and here I am. So,
you know what they say? They say don't make your B job your A job. You have to keep your A job, and don't even have a B job sometimes.
Yeah,
because otherwise it's so easy to fall into it. So good job, girl.
Nice.
Thank you.
Plus, frankly, I think most of the voiceover actors I know, myself included, we could always use a clinical psychologist. So it'll be perfect anyway. So thank you so much. So we're going to be jumping into our first game, which is called By the Numbers. You have the lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So we're going to put you back in the waiting room. We're going to bring Dylan in because Dylan got here first. And we're going to run through a game with him. And then we're going to run through a game with you. And we're going to be bopping back and forth.
Okay.
And EG is going to be helping you out. And we're going to be just kind of, doing this together. We're wading through this together, Julia. So we will we'll get there. But thank you so much, and we'll see you in a bit.
Great. Sounds good. See ya.
Thank you.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own.
even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All right, everybody, before we bring in our first contestant, Dylan, again, just a little bit about what we're going to be doing. We have come up with a game called By the Numbers. And what we have done is we've broken everything into a whole bunch of different categories. And the categories are size, what are you, age, and a wacky attribute. And what's going to happen is just randomly, EG is going to pick a whole bunch of different numbers. And through those numbers, we are going to create a character. The contestants were sent two lines that we have written here at I Hear Voices. So they've been able to practice with the lines, but they have absolutely no idea the character that they have to create to actually do these lines. So we'll run through it once. EG or Christy or I will give them some notes. We will allow them to run through it again, and then we will pop to our other contestant who will do that. We're going to do that a couple times because they each have two lines, so we're going to see. Back and forth we go. It's going to be a fun, fun journey. So here is our first game ever. By the way, every level we get to when we go to the Elite Eight, down to the Final Four, and then the Final Two, of course. The games are going to change as they go, and then when we get to the finals, you're going to need skills in every single game to finally win the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. So if we want to bring our first guest back in, we'll bring Dylan in. Here we go, Dylan. So you got that first line there, right?
I do.
We are now going to create the character with which you have to say that line. So, EG, if you could do me a favor, could you first pick a number between 1 and 6?
7. Oh, sorry. 1 and 6. 4.
4. All right. Okay. Now, can you pick a number between 1 and 12?
11.
And now pick a number between 1 and 7.
2.
And finally, if you can pick a number between 1 and 11.
3.
3. Okay, Dylan.
Oh, my gosh.
Your first character. So we are going first. Your first category is size. EG picked 4, so you are small. The second category is what are you? EG picked number 11, so you are a merperson.
Merperson.
You live underwater. Number, the third category is age. She picked number 2. You are 5 years old. And the last attribute is just a wacky attribute, and she picked number 3. So you are German. You are a 5-year old, small German merperson.
Merperson.
Wow.
I
love
my best.
No one said it was going to be easy, Dylan. We are going to run in. Here's the thing. You're not just going to get one chance to do this. We'll give you a shot at it. And then, you know, EG, Christy and I will talk you through it a little bit, figure out maybe we can tweak it. You get to do it again. And then we'll go back and see what your fellow contestant has to offer. And they will, by the way, be picking a completely new character. So here we go. Again, remember, you are a small 5-year-old mer person who is German.
Okay.
And now, if you could give us that first line, at your pleasure, sir.
We'll be flying on the planet and the planet.
That was really good.
That was good. My first note, I would say, is you got to make sure we hear the dialogue, though.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to give notes?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ichi, go, go.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. I liked his interpretation of the kind of. I felt like he was underwater. So yeah. He's definitely a mer person, so I really got that. And I also, and I felt the young person. But yes, I just didn't hear I didn't know what the dialogue was, and that's important. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and accents always trip people up. So sometimes I try to place a character when I get these, you know, directions for auditions, and I'll try to remember a character from a Bond movie or something, you know, to kind of locate in my mind that. So do you have a German voice in mind, maybe?
I do have a German voice in mind. Coincidentally, I play some D&D with friends, and I had to play a German character to try to work with that.
Yeah, so add a little more of that and just keep it small and young.
And remember, at the end of the day, when you're doing any sort of animated series, or especially when you're doing something like ad copy, they're going to want to make sure they can hear what they've written, especially if you're selling a product or something like that. So let's do one more take. I loved the underwater. I thought that was that really sold. And I thought the age was right, too. It was a good tone for the age of the character. I would work a little bit more on just enunciating the words and make sure we can hear the dialogue.
You got it.
Go ahead. Take two.
Welcome aboard, everyone. This is your captain speaking. Our flight today will be about 4 hours, cruising at an altitude of 8 feet. We've been flying over most of the planet Earth and the places where the aliens live. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
Hey, that was great.
That was great.
You took a lot of the notes, I would say.
That was the other thing, Dylan, is you took the direction very well. So, okay, that's round one, Dylan. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much. We're going to put you back in the waiting room and go from there.
That's good, Dylan. Good job.
That was great. I can also see how this is going to be exceptionally difficult. And I can't wait to see the interpretations that people are having. It's going to be so much fun.
I sure hope that there's a Reddit page about these folks online. Please, somebody create a Reddit page for I Hear Voices and root for your favorite contestant, you know, because they deserve the love.
That was great. I mean, that was a lot. That was young,
that was a lot.
German, underwater, mer person. And the dialogue. It was really great. Good
job. Crazy. And, you know, I know there's fans out there going like, you guys try that. You do it. I'm not sure I could do that as well as he just did. I mean, that was phenomenal. Okay, so that's round one in the books. Let's bring in Julia from Virginia and create her character. Hey, Julia, how are you?
Good. I'm just sitting in this Zoom room being like, I cannot believe that just happened. So I turned into work mode, but I'm doing good.
Exactly. Now it's time to work. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Hair's so, up already. So
the game, I think I told you, is going to be called By the Numbers. And you have your lines of dialogue there. And now EG, by picking random numbers, is going to be creating the character with which you have to say the dialogue. So your four categories are size, what are you, age, and a wacky attribute. And they can get wacky and the ages can get weird. And we just saw from round one, you never know what's going to happen.
All right.
So here we go. For Julia, EG, a number between 1 and 6, please.
5.
And now a number between 1 and 12, please.
2.
And now a number between 1 and 7, please.
6.
And finally, a number between 1 and 11.
8.
Okay. So, Julia, your character, your size, you are tiny.
Okay.
You are a cat.
Okay.
So far, so good. You are 60 years old.
Okay.
And for your wacky attribute, you have been stuck in traffic for 6 hours.
6 hours. All right. Okay. So tiny cat that's old and annoyed from being stuck in traffic.
Well, I didn't say annoyed.
I
also didn't say annoyed. I just said stuck in traffic. Everybody reacts in traffic differently. So We're going to have you read the first line we gave you there with that character. And okay. then we're going to all kind of critique it and give you some notes and then give you a chance to do it again.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
good.
So here you go. Take it away, Julia. Action.
Welcome aboard, everyone. This is your captain speaking. Our flight today will be about 4 hours, cruising at an altitude of 8 feet. We'll be flying over most of the flat Earth and the places where the aliens live, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
Hey, that was
very clear. Good, clear read.
I thought it was Thank clear. You. I got little. I felt little. I felt her version of what traffic was, maybe just a little annoying, but without it taking over, you were still giving your instructions and I could hear all your lines beautifully. I thought it was great.
Would you have her do anything different, EG?
It was little. It was in traffic. What was the other notes? It was
cat. She was a cat. See, I didn't get a lot
I would
of
do cat.
Cat.
I would add a little bit more, some kind
purring
of cat element.
Or meowing.
Yeah, maybe a little like a purring or some sort of added into a little bit of it. You can say a line like, "It's time to relax and for your ride."
You know, okay. Whatever.
I'll give it a try.
That's a great note. Christy, so you said a little more cat? I agree.
I love that.
I thought
I just think that's
everything
the
else
fun.
Was great. Yeah.
Yeah, that's inject the fun in it.
Inject the wacky.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna try.
But your tone is wonderful. The read was great, so the acting was good.
Okay.
Which again is the most important thing. And I think maybe play with it a little bit. And find, if you can find some of those moments that EG was talking about, and to interject a little cat there, I think you would take it to the next level.
Okay.
All right.
We'll try to put a little cat in there.
It is up to you.
And remember, cats can make different sounds. They can go. They do weird little other sounds too. That's not just purring,
Okay.
All right. So here we go, Julia. Take two at your pleasure.
Okay.
Welcome aboard, everyone. This is your captain speaking. Our flight today will be about 4 hours, cruising at an altitude of 8 feet. We'll be flying over most of the flat Earth and the places where the aliens live, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
I was having trouble knowing where to put the cat sounds in, but...
Sure. No, that makes sense, but no, that was good. We got two good takes. And that was great. So if you'll give us a moment, and now we will come back for round two with your second line. We'll be building a whole new character, so it's going to be fun.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I love the tone of your voice, by the way. Good job.
Oh, man. So she's in the guest room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad because I really wish that they could, when we're in the booth, we're always like, give me one more. And we generally have time to just give somebody one more. Yeah. I wonder, do you want to be doing that? Or is that too
I don't know if
long?
We can't. That's the thing is, I think we're giving each of them two takes. It's tough because we want to see it quickly.
We also want to see, you want to see them incorporating the little sound. She kind of lost some of the things in the second take.
She did.
She lost some of the irritation or the being in traffic and she lost some of the small, I thought. But
I agree.
Okay.
Where I thought Dylan actually incorporated what we said to the second take better than she did.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. But hey, that's round one. We're going to see. Let's go to round two if we can. Dylan, come on back. All right, Dylan, here we go. Round two, my friend. You've got your second line?
Yes, I do.
All right. EG, once again, if you will, please, a number between 1 and 6.
2.
Now, a number between 1 and 12.
11.
Ugh. And now...
I take 10 instead. 10.
Okay. I'm going to allow that change. I'm going to allow that change.
10.
Because he would have been a mer person again.
Yeah, no, we don't want that.
a number between 1 and 7.
5.
And now finally, a number between 1 and 11.
5.
Okay. So, for your next character, Dylan, you are big. You are a big robot that is 30 years old that just won the lottery.
Oh, I see.
So, take of that what you will, my friend, but line to, at your pleasure, you are a big 30-year-old robot that just won the lottery. Anytime.
I'd like a double, triple iced hot mocha grande venti decaf with oat milk foam, whipped cream, and a straw to go, please, but I'll be drinking it here.
I felt it. I felt robot. I felt large. I felt
excited.
I felt all of it. Yeah, that was a great
AI excitement.
Yeah, it was excitement, but still just the monotone
robotic
excitement.
That was great.
That was great. Does anybody have any notes on that?
No notes.
EG?
I really felt like he captured all of it in that one.
I don't disagree. I wouldn't, you know. Why don't we do one more take for you?
Bigger. A little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And bigger. As we would say sometimes in the booth, you know, when you've played and they think they've got it anyway, Dylan, they would say, this one's just for you. So go ahead
just
and do
have
it
fun with it.
Ever
right?
You want.
Sounds good.
I'd like a double, triple iced hot mocha grande venti decaf with oat milk foam, whipped cream, and a straw to go, please. But I'll be drinking it here.
Boom. Perfect. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you.
Round two is in the books.
Ooh.
We'll be back with you in a second, bud.
Wow.
I thought that first take was great.
It was great. And even the second. It was very consistent.
Love.
Creative, quick and creative right away.
I agree 100%. Okay, let's go back to Julia.
Okay.
All right, Julia, here we are. Round two. We are going to create a character for you one more time. You got your second line of dialogue there. Here we go. EG, one more time, please. A number between 1 and 6.
4.
And now a number between 1 and 12.
9.
And now a number between 1 and 7.
4.
And finally, a number between 1 and 11.
10.
Okay.
Interesting.
Julia, very interesting. For your character, for your second line of dialogue, you are small. You are a small alien that is 15 years old, and you're afraid of your own shadow. So again, a small alien, 15 years old, afraid of your own shadow.
Okay.
At your pleasure, Julia, anytime.
All right. Let's pull up those lines.
What? I'd like a double, triple iced hot mocha grande venti decaf with oat milk foam, whip, and a straw. To go, please, but I'll be drinking it here.
Good job.
Very nice.
Okay. I was like trying to mix those things together. I didn't want to make it sound too similar to the first one.
Sure. No, of course.
Yeah.
EG, do you have any direction or notes?
I would just like to hear you do her even a little smaller, but I liked how you added some fear and some afraid of your own shadow. I think the voice could even be a little bit more wispy, like, you know, like somebody who's, you know, maybe I'll have a little more timid, but you can even add, because your voice is so sweet, that little bit of a wispy tone, that fearful kind of like,
breathy.
And a little more breathy. Because you have that beautiful tiny tone. And just try that.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, the same thing. Just add another little layer of fear as you're in there in ordering a cup of coffee. You just are. This is the first time you've been off your planet in your entire life, and then out of the RV you lived in when you got here. So you are in public for the first time ever. What would that be like?
Okay. Is there anything about like the alienness? Because I was like, I'll put in a blorp. I don't know.
No, blorps are good.
I liked it.
My suggestion is, if these things feel motivated, so like in the middle of that sentence, if you get so worked up by being scared that a blork comes out, so make it feel motivated.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
You. That makes sense. No, that makes sense. I'll give it another shot.
Yeah, please take two at your pleasure.
I like a double, triple iced hot mocha grande venti decaf with oat milk foam, whipped cream, and a straw to go, please. But I'll be drinking it here.
Okay.
That was great. That was great. I thought you took all the direction really well.
Yes.
Thanks.
I like that take too. Thank you very much. Good job. We will be right back with you.
Hey, Julia.
Good job, girl.
Great job. Okay. I thought she took the direction really well that time, better than she did the first time.
Yeah.
Well, I thought she did too. She was missing a little bit of the breathy thing, but sometimes people can't grab that bit. But I still think she's taking the notes.
Yeah.
And she's just a little fearful, yeah, because she's nervous.
I think so too. And now we go to our special round three.
All right, let's do it.
Very quickly, and let's bring Dylan back in. Hey, Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
How are you?
Hi, buddy.
Oh, we can't hear you.
Oh, am I muted?
Oh,
am
there
I...
you go. Now you're good.
Okay.
Now you're good. Oh, no. Oh, no. So we are now moving on to our super secret round three, which you don't know about, my friend. And so our lovely producer, Lorraine, is going to share her screen with you. And we are going to be throwing a line at you that you have not had a chance to rehearse or practice. Same thing as before. We're going to create a character for you. But this is a line that you need to see on your do on your own. Can you see it?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. So here we go. So this is, we're going to play one more round, and this is one you have not practiced yet. So EG, one more time for us, if you would, please. A number between 1 and 6.
5.
And now a number between 1 and 12.
11. Oh, and did I pick the same one?
You did.
Okay, let me change it.
11 is a favorite number.
She loves 11.
It's an angel number.
7.
You got it. Number between 1 and 7.
2.
And finally, a number between 1 and 11.
10. Did I do that one already again?
You did what? You did a 10 already.
Okay, then let's do, can I say 11?
Sure.
Love, or is it between 11?
No, there you go. Okay, so for your final round, Dylan, you are tiny. You are a tiny flower that is 5 years old, but you're also an athletic coach.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Very conflicting.
Right?
Yeah.
So give us that third line at your pleasure, sir.
Don't you just hate riding on elevators? No one says nothing to nobody. Am I right? Hello? Can someone push 3 for me?
That's a great character.
That is a great character.
Only thing I'm missing is he's the coach.
Yeah.
I'm missing a little bit of the instructional coach in that little cute voice.
Yeah.
And okay. I would make the voice a little tinier.
A little tinier. Gotcha.
Like you can still be aggressive, right? Like you could still be aggressive, but small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if Patton was a 5-year-old flower.
All right, go full chihuahua. Gotcha.
Yeah, go ahead. Anytime. Ooh, I think you blew out your mic, my friend. We didn't get some of that.
It was kind of breaking down. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try again.
Yeah.
You just hate riding on elevators. No one says nothing to nobody. Am I right? Hello? Someone push 3 for me.
I think that was great.
That was definitely better. Definitely better.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
Big choices.
And you know what? That was hard. That was really hard. And
that's
you did
crazy
great.
Hard.
And I love the variety of your voice. The fact that you can go low and deep and thick, and then you can go tiny and a little reprimanding, but tiny. I really felt that. So good job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dylan. I appreciate you coming. And we're going to put you in the waiting room for a second. This is so hard. And again, I couldn't do a lot of these characters, but that's really not what we're looking for. We're not looking for the perfect 5-year-old flower. We're seeing if they can take direction. We're seeing the timbre of their voice. We're seeing.
Well, there's judging criteria. Do we talk about the. Okay. So the judging criteria is on clarity of speech, uniqueness of voice, volume, and expression. So we're looking for those things, right? Equally.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But we're also looking for the acting, you know, the X factor. Can you take direction?
Those are big ones.
All the kind of things that are very, very important. That's what you need.
Yeah. You want to be able to turn on a dime. I mean, I've had jobs come where they would literally, I would do it. And then they'd say, like, we want to take them a totally different body size. Or like, we want to make him instead of this little skinny kid, a little bit fatter, chunky kid. So, you know, the fact that they can switch it on a dime and not get too flustered is a big deal.
Yeah, it's also, I mean, how many times have we been in a booth where you're sitting next to another actor and your voice sounds similar enough to the person next to you that they say, hey, okay, you're now old and German.
Exactly.
Or you know,
and you need to not get flustered and you just turn the whole thing around. It's good.
You go, okay, let's figure it out. And you work it out in the booth. So that's kind of the stuff we're looking for.
Yeah.
Because for the record, I don't think I could do a 5-year-old coach who's a flower.
That was really good.
That was very good.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we are going back one more time to Julia for our last round pick. Here we go. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
So how are you doing?
Are you good? You good?
Yeah, I just like, you're kind of just sitting here and waiting like, okay, let's see what it's going to be when they come back.
Yes, I know. But you're doing great. You really are.
Thank you.
That's actually what it feels like when you're in a studio and they you can't hear anything in the booth. And they're deciding and talking about different directions in their
side. You can like see them
side.
Outside of the glass.
Sometimes not. Sometimes you can't see them.
Yeah, when you're working from home now, you don't see anything. You're just put in a waiting room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're doing great, though. And we've got one more little twist we want to throw at you.
Okay.
So we have a third line that we're sending you right now that you have not had a chance to practice with. So because as EG was just saying, when you were in the waiting room, you never know what they're... What were you saying, EJ?
I was saying sometimes you could be in the booth and you get a character that they give you and all of a sudden they realize that you and the person next to you sound very similar. So they might all of a sudden change the game on you and say, actually, you guys sound too similar. We want to lower your voice. We want to raise your voice higher. So there's a difference between the characters. So it's good to be ready for any kind of shift that might happen at the spur of the moment and not let it throw you, but you just dive in and jump into another one.
Yeah.
So we're going to, our wonderful producer, Lorraine, is going to send you a line right now. It's not long. Don't worry.
Okay.
But we are then going to pick a third character for you for the final round here. And we're going to go one more time. So Lorraine, if you would, please, that'd be great.
Cool beans.
Okay.
Yeah, I see it. Okay.
So while you're studying that a little bit, EG, if you would, one more time for me, please.
Okay.
A number between 1 and 6.
6.
And now a number between 1 and 12.
7.
And now a number between 1 and 7.
7.
And now a number between 1 and 11.
9.
Okay. So for your new line here, Julia, you are a microscopic flower. You are 95 years old. And you're shocked.
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 Oh, man, Julia.
That's not many voices today.
It is. It's the luck of the draw. We never know what we're going to get. And that's the fun, is you just get to play and throw at you and keep you on your toes. So again, you are a microscopic flower that is 95 years old that is shocked.
Okay.
At your pleasure.
Hello? Can someone touch 3 for me?
Unfortunately, I only heard the end. I think were we blowing out the mic? Is that what was happening?
Oh, maybe.
I think something about the timbre or the tone up high. It happened to the other guy as well, so it's not you. It happens sometimes. So maybe I'm wondering if you tip your head a little bit, your mouth a little bit away from the mic and see if that makes it better. Yeah. But your approach was great. We just couldn't hear some of it because it was breaking up.
Yeah, try playing off the mic a little bit and let's see if that works a little better.
Sure, I'll turn this way a bit.
Yeah, perfect. Try that.
Go ahead.
oh dear. Don't you just hate riding on elevators?
Does it sound okay so far?
We can hear you.
Okay,
perfect. Perfect.
No one says nothing to nobody. Oh dear. Guys? Hello? Can someone push 3 for me?
Okay. I'm hoping that went through, so.
It did. Unfortunately, it was crackling in the middle there. I'm wondering, again, there's something about the pitch, I think, is what is doing it. So because it was technical, maybe why don't we try doing it one more time?
Should she walk back?
Yeah,
she
and walk maybe back step back a little. Yeah. And EG, do you have any suggestions?
I think, just don't go directly into mic. Just turn your head a little bit. And articulate, maybe if you do a little articulation. But I like your little accent you're doing because it's adding the age to it.
So you're definitely shocked.
Yeah. Okay, try it again and just tip your head, your mouth, not so the...
Yeah, play off of the mic. And I think back there a little bit. Let's give it another try. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, don't you just hate arriving on elevators? Buddy, come on, guys. Hello? Can someone push 3 for me?
Was it getting...
It was better. I think it's just for some reason the volume or the pitch that you're picking is your microphone is having a little bit of trouble picking most of it up.
It's a very interesting thing. Yeah, I wonder what that is. Usually,
I'm so sorry.
What if she tried to do it hushed instead of yelling it?
I think that's a great idea.
Give that a try. Give that a try. Because we want to make sure that we get it in there. We want everyone to hear it, ourselves included. So maybe give it another one. No, of course.
Okay.
Don't you just hate riding on elevators? Oh, no one says nothing to nobody. Am I right? Hello? Can someone push 3 for me?
That was perfect. That was perfect.
Also, good direction taking. Good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great direction taking. Nice work, Julia. Thank you so much, and we'll be with you in a second. She was great. I feel bad because I think the first character with a better microphone setup, probably that loud, would have read shocked a little more than what she actually did.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny because it happened to his too, and he's got a pretty good setup. So I'm not sure exactly what that is because usually your mic should be able to handle all that because we're doing different characters. So it's very interesting to me.
Maybe it's Zoom.
Maybe it's the Zoom. Yeah.
It might just be the Zoom.
Yeah.
I thought she was great. Okay, it's time to deliberate. EG, what do you think? If you had to, okay. if one of these people you wanted to put them forward to become your future colleague, who do you think had the, had the goods?
I feel like Dylan doesn't have like that nervous thing that happens. He literally just jumps in and he's very confident. And I feel like he's very, his ability to move, change the voice. I feel like a lot of the voices in our girl was very similar, but again, the age were a little bit similar. And I do like her tone, but I think the variety in Dylan is clear. And also his ability to take direction and flip it. And it's fascinating. He's really quite skilled, that guy. And
yeah,
she's really good too. I just feel that she has a little more fear. Understandably, she's maybe a little more green, and he's been really tackling it harder, it feels like to me.
Yeah, I guess that's very fair assessment. I think she has what it takes in terms of like, there's two things that I would say, tone, super important. Mm-hmm. You can't really, some people just don't have it, or if they do have it, I feel like they can jump to the front of the line faster, right?
Yeah, you need that.
But then, yeah, like you're talking about making bold choices, being comfortable in the booth.
Extremes.
Hey, everyone. Oh, well, that's not such a great idea, but I don't really like that very much. I don't care what you like. Go sit down, little girl. You know, jumping and extremes. Yep. You need to be able to do that.
And confident enough in your abilities to where you just throw it down when you have to.
Yeah, you don't think.
I would think if she keeps going to some voice acting classes and focuses on making bolder choices, that she can get there for sure.
100%. Yeah. And I think she can do the different tones because she has a little bit lower speaking tone, too.
She does.
I
like that. True, she does. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I agree, too.
Yep.
Okay. The first person to be moving on to the Elite Eight in the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor is Dylan from Louisiana. Congratulations.
Yay.
I love Julia.
I do too. Yeah, she's great. I'm so excited with the 16 that we picked. And there's, you know, as my mom would say back in the day, there's not a stinker in the bunch. I mean, she's great.
And she's a good actress too.
Yes.
She's a good actress.
I just think he's a cut above. So then why don't we bring her back in and let her know how awesome she is, but let her know that unfortunately she won't be moving
on. I don't want to do this.
I know this is terrible.
You want me to say something?
Sure.
Hi. Okay, Julia, we all think you're really talented. You have a really great tone in your voice. I think for cartoons and animation, it's fantastic. We're thinking the other person might have won this particular competition here just because his flipping from one thing to another was a little bit, there was a little bit more contrast and he just dove in a little bit more, which is a good note for you to just be a little more fearless. There's no mistakes. You can jump in and maybe be crazy, and that's actually a good thing. But your tones, your acting chops are really good. Your quality in your voice is really good. Like, you can do cartoons right now. Just in this competition, he won that particular round, but we want to encourage you to keep working on your variety, your contrast. Like, you want to be able to switch it from like a tiny little voice to a really big low kind of, or whatever those contrasts, and you have that in your voice. We can hear it.
Yeah. Thanks. you really did great. And again, we've been saying this from the beginning, all 16 of you that made it to this round, all of you could easily do this as a profession. Really, that's not a problem at all. You've got the acting, which is the most important thing. It really is the most important
really
thing.
Good.
And you do. You have a great tone. So I please keep going because any one of you 16 could be signed. I really believe that. I really believe that you can make it in this business because your tone is phenomenal. And especially the ad reads and the kind of the younger girl voice.
Really
those
good.
Never go away. I mean, everybody wants that all the time.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to do great. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you all so much.
Congratulations for making it past thousands of people.
Thousands.
I know. Thank you so much.
Hey,
so you're doing great. And please, please, please stick with it because, you could do very well in this business. And a lot of people are going to be hearing this podcast. So you never know if, you know, you get a call from an agent or send it to an agent. But yeah, you could, this could be a good thing for you.
Yeah, honestly, don't think this is going to be your last opportunity to break into the business. If it's what you really want, you just keep plowing forward. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Julia.
Bye. Oh, that part's going to suck. Now let's have a little fun with Dylan.
Oh,
this is going to be fun.
I'm sweating.
Hey, kid, let's bring Dylan in. Hey.
Hi, Dylan.
Hey, man. Can you hear us?
You're muted.
You're muted again.
There we go. There we go. Okay. So, you were great. We really loved having you on. We think you got a good possibility of doing this in the future. Unfortunately, your microphone kept kind of cutting out, which really led us to believe. I'm kidding. Congratulations. You're moving on to the next round, Dylan.
Yay. You did great. Oh, listen, your ability to take notes is fantastic. Your acting is fantastic. Your setup is really great. You are really ready to coat. Your studio, everything is very competitive. And I just think that you don't overthink and you just dive in is one of your strongest suits. So really well done. Your contrast of voices is great. You can go from a little voice to a deeper voice, and your interpretation and your ability to grab onto something quickly. Those are all really, really great. So good luck to you, because you're already up to the next level.
And your mic cut out again. And your mic cut out again.
You gotta work on that.
Why are you like this?
There we go.
All right, we can hear you.
You did great, Dylan. So
maybe look at that before the next round.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will strangle this thing if I need to.
Yes. No, you were, everything EG said was just right on the button, and you jumped in with both feet and you took every note and you just made it your own. And so we're really looking forward to seeing you in the rounds. But I can tell you, as difficult as this was, it's going to get a lot harder in the future. So we're going to be doing some very fun stuff down the line, but it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
So
it'll be down to eight people, right?
Eight. You've already made it to the next round. You made it to the Elite Eight. Out of thousands, you've made it. You're the first one to make it to the top eight. So congratulations.
Much.
Congrats, Dylan. It was a pleasure getting to know you and hear you. I can't wait to see you take off.
Thank you all so much.
And go follow EG. She's got all sorts of fun stuff. She's on TikTok. She's on Instagram.
Real EG Daily, yeah.
Already on it.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Stay in touch.
All right, Dylan. Well, we will be in touch, and we will see you in round two, my friend. Keep it up. You know, obviously, tea, all that good stuff. Don't do anything crazy with your voice, because we want to hear more of it.
Yeah, gotcha. Don't go to any rock shows.
I'm good. I have a very quiet day job.
All right, good. Thank you, Dylan. Congratulations on moving on to the next round.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Our
what a pro.
Our first top eight. That was cool. That was.
Yeah. Oh, EG, what'd you think? How was that for you, EG?
It was great. I mean, I thought they, you know, and the truth is, like, she could become one of the biggest, you know, you never know. It's like, you know, so I was just, I don't even like to me, I don't even like to say, like, you should keep going, because to me that takes a little of the hit when they do that on, like, Dancing with the Star, not Dancing with the Star, like
American
Voice.
Idol.
When they say things like that, don't give up.
I said it. Sorry.
It always feels like, oh, it's okay. No, I'm just saying, for me, I don't even like to say that. I just like to say you're totally on track, and we look forward to seeing more of you in the future. And just like, you just didn't get this one, but we're looking forward to you kicking ass. Because that way they'll never feel like, oh, they're telling me kind of like, keep going, you know?
Yeah. No, I see that. It's also, it sounds so terrible, but one of the first things you learn as an actor is just, you just hear no 10,000 times before
really
you hear yes.
I just like to say that was a big yes, and you won, and you got down to the last 16, and you just, this particular round you didn't get, but keep going. We look forward to hearing you in the future.
I think so too. Yeah, no, that's great.
That great. I'm taking notes from EG.
Exactly. Well, EG.
I just, you know, I only know because I've been on those kind of shows where
of
you're
course.
Like, they say, keep trying, you know, you're going to, and it always feels so pathetic. Like, I hated it, but not anymore. I don't do that anymore. But when I was younger, when people say that, but it's just a good thing, because that way, there's no loss. They won already. They won out of thousands.
I'm taking notes from EG too. And thank you so much for joining us on our first round of the Super Awesome Contest to become the next Big Voice. It was perfect.
I'm sorry. Will, I've been so excited this whole episode that I've been interrupting you a bunch. So I apologize.
I love it. Interrupt all day. Are you kidding? This is how we should be. I love that we're so excited to do this. And I you know, in the future, Dylan is never going to forget that his first VO mentor was EG Daly. And how do you beat that? That's the coolest thing in the world. So again, EG, where can everybody find you when they're looking for you?
Oh, you know, Real EG Daly on TikTok and Instagram, and EG Daly on Facebook of a fan site. And then also just like Twitter, Real. It's Real EG Daly most of the time. So everywhere you go, TikTok, Instagram, you know, my website, egdaily.com, but I would just say go to Instagram or TikTok. That's where I have the most fun.
That
yeah,
is
it is
awesome. And thank you for joining us, everybody.
You're welcome,
we will
guys.
Be back next week with round Yay! Two of the Super Awesome Contest to become
Congrats,
the next
y'all.
Big voice actor. We're going to find somebody. We're going to make some dreams come true. Somebody's going to launch a career. It is going to be really, really cool. And it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. Also, it's just every week's going to suck because we got to keep saying goodbye to really talented people. She's talented by any
it's
measure.
Not goodbye,
she's talented.
It's just see you on another venue.
Thank you, everybody, so much. We are off to the races. Go ahead, EG. What do you have to say?
I just say, Christy, feel better, sweetie.
Oh my God, I'm shivering over here, guys.
I know,
like,
it looks, you do.
Like,
you're right. I think you got the super awesome contest to get the next great strep throat thing.
Well, it's bad.
Well, go
you
to bed.
On antibiotics? Are you on some antibiotics?
Unfortunately, my kids are the ones that I prioritize. So tomorrow Smart. I'm going to the doctor and getting them.
Well, go lie down. Thank you for this. A
Tylenol.
Consummate professional. The show
and
must
I would
go.
I would gargle with lemon salt and a little bit of Just gargle with that. It's good to kill the germs in the back of your throat.
I'm going to do that right now because Amy Daly told me to.
Exactly.
I'm going to do that right now.
Legit. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Keep with us. It's going to be a fun journey. We're going to find somebody amazing. And again, if you think you have what it takes to do what we do, then step up to the mic and put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Virouez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, well, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.